The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might have seen these comments from a Michelin-starred chef in London, Giorgio Locatelli. He has blasted people using their phones in restaurants. He says that people should get off their phone and enjoy the moment. Edward Hayden is, of course, a TV chef and a culinary lecturer at Southeast Technological University. Edward, is he right?
I think he's dead right, Kieran. As much as we might all like to have a little look at our phone every so often, you know, a dining experience of any type, but I suppose more especially a Michelin-starred dining experience, is one that you should be immersing yourself wholeheartedly in, as opposed to A, either trying to capture it on your phone, or B, try to see what's going on in the world of Facebook or Instagram. So give yourself fully to the experience is the message.
Now, Edward, I want to imagine you're out in a restaurant with some friends of yours, and we're not going to name any names here now on national radio, but they're Instagram friendly, we'll put it that way. These people, I'm imagining them, Edward. Like I say, we won't name names, and they start taking photos of their dinner or their drinks. Confront them? Do you ever say, "Would you put that phone away"?
I'd say they would much rather to be photographed themselves rather than photographed with the drink. If we're both imagining the same imagination, Kieran. So forget about the food or the drink. Yeah, no, listen, I get it. I think get yourself a picture in the lobby or get yourself a picture in the restaurant, maybe at the start or the end. But then, I mean, if you're out with my said friends or yours, you want to be able to kind of, you know, give to the conversation, give to the experience, bathe fully in it is what I really think you should be able to do, because the conversation is exhilarating and all of that. And it's that whole notion, you know, it's that American phrase that we've all captured, of course, of being present, you know. And I think we're all probably guilty at times of not being present, either emotionally or mentally. But I think for something like this, you know, decide it's a big financial undertaking, Kieran, to go out for a meal experience, as you know, of any type, albeit let alone a Michelin star. So give it to yourself. Allow yourself to have the treat. Allow yourself to savour it fully, as opposed to trying to live vicariously through your phone.
Saoirse Hanley with us as well, the journalist at the Irish Independent. Saoirse, do you take photos of your food?
I used to be a fiend for it, and then I had a phone full of pictures of dinners that I never looked at again, and I was like, I actually don't know who I'm doing this for. So I'm reformed now.
Oh, so you weren't posting these online, you were just taking them for posterity's sake.
Like, I was. And then, you know, when I started out in journalism and features in particular, like, a great perk is getting invited to lovely dinners. And I love getting to do that. But I end up, you know, I'd be taking pictures and posting it sometimes. And then I was like, I don't actually know if this is for anyone. Like, I don't know if this picture of my beef dinner is like particularly enticing to anybody else. Now, I like seeing other people's dishes. I will say that. I love being like, that looks delicious. Now I'm starving. But I've definitely grown out of the habit of doing it. And I think, like, you know, to the point of not taking it, like, I think taking one quick one, putting it away, grand. But I am of a similar inclination of not being able to stand like phone use during dinner times, especially like if it's one other person or you're like catching up. Like, geez, my poor boyfriend can't check the match results without me acting like a scorned lover at the table. Like,
Is this something that has come naturally to you, Saoirse? I don't mean giving your boyfriend a hard time, but I mean, has it come naturally to you, the ability to be present, as Edward said? Or did you learn it? Was there a moment you thought, oh, you know what, I'm spending way too much time in public with other people, and instead of enjoying their company, I'm looking at the screen?
I do think it's had to be like a concerted effort. Not so much that I had to like learn not to do it, but definitely kind of, I suppose, phase that out, because, or not even phase it out, but sometimes I'll do it without realizing, because like my phone is such an extension of my hand that it sometimes ends up there without me willing it to be there. And all of a sudden Instagram's open and I've scrolled and someone has said something and I realize that I haven't actually listened to them. So there's definitely been like really embarrassing moments where I realize that I'm out for a coffee with a friend, or like that I'm out for dinner and I've gotten dragged into something, or a message caught my attention and it dragged me away from the moment that I'm having with this person. And that, like, the guilt I have felt as a result of that has definitely been a driving force to like keep it away now, because it's easily done. Especially like, I get notifications on my watch if I get a message, and that is such an attention suck, because I'll be chatting away and my phone will buzz and my wrist will buzz and I'm gone then.
Oh yeah, and do you know what, it's an atmosphere suck for everybody else. When you see somebody, you know what's happened when they glance at their watch. They're reading, they're looking at the screen to see who's texting them. And you know what they're thinking. They're thinking, is this person more interesting than the person I'm talking to. So I'm going to read their message as opposed to continuing the conversation.
And then if they pick up the phone to look at the message properly, oh God, like, oh, I'm actually getting the ick for
myself.
That's
shade. Such shade has been thrown. Anyway, Saoirse, great to talk to you. Saoirse Handy, journalist at the Irish Independent, Edward Hayden, the TV chef and the culinary lecturer at the Southeast Technological University.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.